Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Upset you now?
I was watching. I don't know what the fuck was I watching? Oh, the children. I was watching Paddington, and they were Wilder wasn't in. It was just for me.
Yeah,
and they were talking about plant like watering.
What the film? How you Paddington?
No, the series, the Netflix series.
Right.
Like it's an animation.
Yeah,
and they were talking about how you look after a plant. You know, like water, sunshine. Mm. Talk about sunshine.
Talk to it. Sing to it.
Keeps the plant happy. Sunshine.
Yeah.
And I thought, we don't get this shit.
No.
We're obviously not meant to be on this little island. This isn't, I don't know how humans got here, but this was not meant to happen. You're not meant to be here. This island is for sheep.
How long have people been here?
It's a great question. If only we had someone
who could find that out
behind the scenes that could find that out for us.
That's me, isn't it?
Who would have thought it? There he is, like lightning.
That's me, isn't it?
I really just don't think that you're not meant to feel as a human being. It's not fair to be put through this and to think this is what existing is when it's not. If we were all in Tenerife now, we'd feel like different human beings.
I mean, that's a bad choice.
Was it? Like, I thought it was hot. What? I thought it was hot.
I know it's warm, but you are then in Tenerife. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been to Tenerife quite a few times, but I mean, I don't know if I'd want to live there all of my life. But,
sorry, I was thinking, hang on.
Hawaii, Barbados, you know, some Jamaica.
I didn't mean that bit of Tenerife. Is there not another bit of Tenerife that isn't?
There is another bit, but I mean, that's just sort of like inhabited and, you know, without sounding like a xenophobe, full of people that probably don't speak English. I mean,
he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that. Oh, the Brexit party are here. Uh-oh.
No, it's just like, you go, oh, well, it's always sunny. You go, oh, brilliant. So, do I want anything else I need to know? Yes, you will need to learn Spanish. Well, I go, well, fuck that then.
Yeah, okay, no, I totally.
I don't want to go live somewhere. I'll just put up with the rain.
I'd give Spanish a go.
I can't be arsed for that. I'm just too long in the tooth. I'm 50 this year. I can't be asked to learn another language now.
But you can, hang on a second. I know you can speak a bit of Spanish, can't you?
Oh, the basics. I can speak a bit of French. I mean, hold on a second. So you've just said, oh, listen to that as if like it's a terrible attitude. How is the Italian going?
Hang on, did I say, listen, I think, just so you know, I think I said, look at that. And I was looking at the weather.
Oh, I see.
But you weren't to know that. How's the Italian going? Well, you might want to wipe some of that scrambled egg off your face.
Haven't had scrambled egg, I've had jam on toast.
Shit. Get the jam out of your hair. Look at you, covered in jam. Because after this, mate, I've got an Italian lesson on Zoom.
Oh, really?
I have been trying to keep up. That doesn't... It's pointless. I don't have a brain. Nothing sticks. It would be like me doing an Italian lesson. It'd be like a footballer with no legs.
Well, no, it's not quite like a football with no legs.
Actually, they probably have football now with no legs, don't they?
Lovely little surprise there. Sort of slightly weather related. I came into the office at about 5 to 10, sorry, and realised that I had left the heating on all night.
In the office?
Yeah.
How strange is this? The first thing I was going to say to you, and then I forgot, because as established, don't have a brain, was... Do you have heating in your office?
Yes.
Or like a plug-in radiator thing?
I've got one of those Dyson. You know the Dyson fans?
Oh, but it's a heater.
Yeah, so it can be cool or hot.
So, but it's not like central heating. It's not.
No.
Same. Right. That's cool. That's a good idea. The Dyson thing. I've got like a little black ugly radiator. Will you leave it on?
I think now is a good time to buy it because I think most people use them to cool the air rather than to heat it. So what happens is you get to that hot week of the year.
Hang on, Martin. We need Mikey. You need to get a jingle for when Paul starts doing this. Ladies and gentlemen. I give you Martin Lewis.
Well, this isn't money saving, but this is just sort of like what will happen is every year there will be 1 week of extreme heat. Yes. I know it's impossible to imagine now.
Yes.
But what will then happen is Dysons you will not be able to buy for love nor money. So what you want to do is buy one now. And then when the heat comes, no one's thinking about it now.
I'm actually on your side. That is the type of thing.
I think it's great. Yeah, I like it.
I'm looking up stuff like that.
I'm totally on board.
Those Dyson fans are, they are the best.
So, actually, just on life hack, they are the best. On life hacks, and let's call that, let's say that's a life hack. For anyone that is in a rush but really wants a coffee, obviously most people tend to not have takeaway cups. With lids and that. Well, I discovered the other day that a baby cup works as a takeaway cup. I made myself a coffee, put it in the baby cup, put the lid on, off I went.
Well, you're doing a takeaway coffee from your house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in a baby cup. Just if you're in a rush, you go, fuck, I need a coffee. I can't leave the house without a coffee. I need a coffee now. Baby cup, got the lid, got a little bit of straw, get in the car, off you go.
Well, there is also the kind of added benefit. I mean, so I'm being forced into these sort of avenues of conversation, but a lot of places will give you a reduction. I don't go there anymore. I kind of think I went there so much when I had the subscription that I don't know if I'll ever go unless I have to. I don't think I'll ever go in one again. I must have been to Pret.
Is this on principle, by the way?
No, not at all. No. Like the people that work there, have no problem. I just went there so much.
So Starbucks is next to Pret. Which one are you going in? You got Costa.
Starbucks.
You get a Starbucks.
I'm never going Costa unless it's the only. But yes, people will come in to a coffee shop with their own cup and get a discount on a coffee. Do you do that, Mikey, at Roots?
Yeah. You can do it. You can buy a keep cup. It's like 12 quid or something, and then you get
12 quid. Hello? Hello?
Can you not bring your own keep cup?
Yeah, okay, you could bring your own also, yes. And you get a 50p. Or no, you get like 20% off the coffee or something.
I can't believe you let him off there, Paul.
What, 12 quid?
That is 12 quid for a fucking cup? Are you fucking out of your mind? You deserve to be shut down.
It's like but you know where they're not. You know where they're not complaining about this, don't you?
Oh my God,
Oxford!
I knew it.
They're happy. I'm sorry. I'd kind of reached a level of acceptance and peace around Oxford, but they're happy to. Oh yeah, I bought this. It's 12 quid. It's like it's sustainable, and it's like mate, it's a fucking cup for 12 quid. You egg.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
I got mine. It's a John Lewis. Lovely. I've spoken about this on here. It's got a lovely green lid. It's like nautical.
Green lid! You can't just stick the word lovely in front of a colour that makes it lovely.
It's a lovely green. And then it's like blue and white nautical stripes. Nice. It's a really nice, stylish cup. £2.
Stylish cup!
It is.
This needs to go on the gram. This needs to be backed up with photographic evidence. I need to see this lovely green. In fact, by the time this goes out, this will be on the Instagram. So can you please WhatsApp? Oh no, well, you won't have it with you, will you?
Have what with me?
I want to see this cup. Where is
it? Going, the cup's going, in the kitchen.
I'd quite like to see the cup. If
go, please, can you go and get the cup?
Okay. Okay.
No, I'll do a jingle. On. Go and get the cup. 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 Mikey, have you got the guitar? Go and get the cup.
Yeah, but it's a bit further away. Because should I just do
go
a beat?
Go and get the guitar. 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 Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup. Mm. If you're listening on this, you might want to just press the little 15-second skip thing, unless you want to hear some beats. Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup. It's a lovely cup. Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup. It's a lovely cup. Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup. It's a lovely cup.
Go and get the cup. Maybe I should do go and get the cup, and then you can go. It's a lovely cup on top.
Go on.
Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup.
It's a lovely cup.
Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup.
It's a lovely cup.
Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup.
It's a lovely cup.
Go and get the cup. Go and get the cup.
It's a lovely cup. Oh, it's green and stylish. Oh, it's green and stylish. Oh, it's green and stylish. So green and so stylish. From John Lewis and partners. John Lewis and partners. John Lewis and partners. Who are the partners? Waitrose. Who are the partners? Waitrose.
We might have a problem in as much as I don't know where my phone is. I've got the cup. Oh, there we go. That is the.
Oh! I thought that was going to go in the WhatsApp.
Lovely,
that is,
lovely green.
So, yeah.
So, and you've got the blue nautical stripes. £2, Mikey, not 12, two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't get a free coffee with that.
Yes, you do.
What?
In Waitrose, you get a free coffee, and not only is it a free coffee, it is a free Nero coffee.
Oh, fucking hell, that is
and good. Their coffee is good.
And that's because Waitrose is the partner of John Lewis, which they bang on about now.
Yeah, so that is, so, I mean, it does mean that I end up going to Waitrose a lot, because I go, like, Sainsbury's and Waitrose from me, Sainsbury's is probably slightly closer, Waitrose is, I mean, they're both roughly a mile away, but I'll go there because I can get my free coffee and I end up spending more on my shopping. So I think it probably levels itself out, to be honest with you.
Wait. You get a free coffee every time you go to Waitrose?
Did I stutter?
That's fucking insane.
I know. Yes, I know. I've said that. What? I don't understand. Last time I said it, it was like it was a big fucking joke. It's amazing.
I misheard. I didn't realise you get a free coffee every time you go. That's...
Yes. Yeah.
So you that wanna, pays you, for itself just instantly.
What's your fucking cup doing? What's your £12 cup doing?
The first one's not
Come
my
on,
cup,
back your cup. Back your cup up.
No, I won't.
Back your cup up.
No, no, there's nothing to back up. That's a much, much better deal.
Mm.
The Waitrose one.
Your cup look like? Is it got a lovely green? What's
it
got?
It's not my cup, but it's got a lovely black and a bit of glass on it.
Lovely black! You can't... Black is just black. There are no shades of black.
Black is black!
Well, it's a matte black.
Okay, but that's not the shade, is it? That's the finish.
It's a matte black!
But it is quite a nice black.
Ooh, is there one to hand?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Suddenly lost the bottle because you can't back up the black.
So it looks... Yeah. Do you think it looks better than my cup?
I don't want to answer... Yours is a better deal, but I don't actually like the cup very much. For
you don't like the cup?
Nah,
why don't you like it?
I don't know.
Well, looks, Paul's cup.
Oh, no, yeah. It's fine.
I would say it's slightly feminine.
Mate, I was going to
say...
There's nothing you can say about my cup that would offend me. What's your problem with it?
Okay. It looks like the type of cup that, like, my mum would have brought to the
you
beach on a picnic.
What?
I was thinking
it looks
the
like
beach.
The sort of cup your mum... You say I've got a mum cup?
Paul has a mum cup.
You fucking... I can't
Paul has a mum
this.
Cup. I think we found the name of our episode. Paul has a mum cup.
I don't fucking believe this. There's me walking around town with it. People are probably talking as I walk past, going, "See that bloke's cup? Oh, mum cup.
He must be on his way to the beach."
I love it. I'm comfortable with my place in life.
To the football, you don't bring that to the football.
I'm not turning up to the football with a takeaway coffee, am I?
No,
I drink Bovril. I went to football last night. Actually, I was in a.
I assume you won.
I was in a box with Matthew Letizia.
What? What?
I know, yeah.
Fucking hell. I hope you weren't wearing a mask.
What a lovely bloke.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Is that the first time you met him?
No, I've met him before. But
you got to meet a Southampton legend,
an absolute legend. Yeah, but we lost, and we're now fourth. We were second.
How's that happened?
Because it's so tight up there. Anyway, let's not bang on about the football. But yeah, I mean, no, it's just fine. a bad time to start losing.
I had a bloody question for you. Ah, it is a question for you.
I wouldn't turn up. No, I drink Bovril at the football. In answer to your previous question, that's
you drink Bovril.
Yeah, I love a cup of Bovril.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, it is.
I don't actually know what it is when I'm drinking it. But I do love it.
They make that by washing Wellington boots, and they use the liquid that's come from a washed Wellington boot.
It sounds possible. It was. It's delicious, though.
I've never tried it.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay,
it's like drinking gravy.
All right,
it's like a meaty hot drink. It's fucking delicious.
I think in Alan Partridge, it's described as beef juice.
Yeah, it's really...
Something like that.
Beef soup. Last night I was drinking Diet Coke.
Oh, I hate having to drink Diet Coke. Which I do also a lot. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
The football... Football is, how would you, it's a world, isn't it? It's a world you enter, and I think it's, I might need your help here describing this, but it's fair to say that the atmosphere, the rules of football banter,
yes,
they don't necessarily precisely mirror that of outside of football, the society.
See also, golf club banter, I would say.
Right, okay. So... When I go to football, I sometimes will not wear something because I know if I wear this thing, it's going to be commented on.
And I don't
do that anywhere else in life. But at football, yes. I go, I probably can't wear these glasses.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I discussed this, but it was off. We weren't recording at the time when Mikey was saying about going to Oxford. And I had been to Oxford to watch Saints in the FA Cup in about 1996. And at that time, I was vegetarian.
Yes.
And I went to get something to eat.
Was this really not on the pod?
I don't think so, was it, Mikey?
I don't think so, no.
Oh,
no.
Right, yes.
So I went to order something, and the only vegetarian thing I could get was... a cheeseburger without the burger. So a burger bun with a slice of processed cheese. And sort of someone overheard me ordering this.
That's so mental.
And kind of word spread throughout the queue to much hilarity. What the fuck are you ordering, mate?
Cheese roll.
Yeah. That's the sort of thing that you could end up. Luckily, I didn't really know anyone that was around me. So that's the sort of thing that could earn you a nickname that could stick forever.
It's cheese roll Paul.
Exactly.
Dairy
Lee Slicer.
Yes.
Paul McDairy Lee.
Thank you for listening, as always. And remember that 15 minutes is only a sneak peek of what we do. You can get a full hour's episode if you go to patreon.com/WUYN.
A mere snippet. People are always saying, God, I was really enjoying that. I want more. And you can have more. Go to patreon.com/WUYN. It's a great way to support this podcast. If you are enjoying it, come on board. There's a huge back catalogue. Loads and loads and loads of old episodes that you can catch up on a holiday, on a treadmill, in the car, at a picnic. I mean, what a weird picnic that would be. It would be the worst picnic of all time. Maybe not at a picnic. Do it at a picnic. Do it wherever you bloody want. In the bath. You get the gist.
Sign up.